Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Zamora, Z-A-M-O-R-A, Marcelino, M-A-R-C-E-L-I-N-O. The date of birth, November 27, 1971. The date of evaluation, March 11, 2025. Referring physician, Native American Health Service. The chief complaint, the patient is a 53-year-old male who is referred for cardiovascular evaluation. The HPI, the patient reports chest pain, period. He first noted chest pain approximately 1 year ago, period. He stated that he was sitting at home and simply began having pain, which he described as pins and needles, period. Pain resolved spontaneously, period. There are no associated symptoms, period. Pain is rated as mild, period. B, past medical history includes diabetes. Next number, hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medication, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, Jardiance 25 milligrams, one daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, insulin 4 units TID with meals. D, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable social history. Patient reports distant history of rare cigarette use, but none in 25 years. He notes rare alcohol use, but denies any drug use, period. The review of systems. GI. Patient reports nausea, musculoskeletal, there is an occasional joint pain, period. Review of systems, otherwise is unremarkable, period. Physical examination, blood pressure 101/71, pulse 119, respiratory rate 16, height 67 inches, weight 116 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. B. Examination otherwise is unremarkable. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus tachycardia at a rate of 102 beats per minute. There is non-specific ST elevation. ECG is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 53-year-old male who notes greater than 1 year history of chest pain, period. He has multiple coronary correction. He has multiple risk factors. Coronary artery disease to include diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, and age, period. Despite the same, comma, his chest pain is somewhat atypical, period. I do not think that this represents ischemia, period. However, we'll proceed with echocardiogram and stress testing. Further intervention pending result of stress test. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.